Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Two of the New Orleans truck attack victims had ties to the region. They were friends who played football together at Princeton. One of them was killed, and the other, a Lansdale, Montgomery County native, survived. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Martin Tiger Bache was one of the 15 people killed in the New Year's attack. He was from Louisiana, and for college he went up to Princeton, where he was an all-Ivy kick returner from 2016 to 18. In a statement, Princeton head coach Bob Surrey said Bache was, quote, a ferocious competitor with endless energy, a beloved teammate, and a caring friend. His friend and Princeton teammate Ryan Quigley survived the attack and is hospitalized for his serious injuries. He graduated college in 2020. His roots, though, are here in Lansdale, where he went to Lansdale Catholic. The high school put out a statement saying, in part, quote, we are incredibly proud to count Ryan among our graduates, and we are inspired by the ways in which his LC classmates are coming together to support his family during this difficult time. A pair of those classmates started a GoFundMe, with the money raised going towards Quigley's recovery and for Bache's family.
The fundraiser collected nearly $80,000 before the organizers paused it to learn more from the families about their needs. We have learned of another victim with a local connection. 25-year-old Billy DeMayo of Holmdel, Monmouth County, New Jersey, was killed in the attack. DeMayo graduated from Chestnut Hill College, where he was a standout lacrosse player. For the last 2 years, he worked for KYW News Radio's parent company, Odyssey. Look for slow traffic on the Schuylkill Expressway tomorrow as PennDOT repairs storm drains along the highway. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's not unusual for traffic to jam up on the westbound Schuylkill between the Roosevelt Expressway and Lincoln and Kelly Drives, but Friday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., it could be especially slow as the right lane is closing so that crews can repair or replace inlets along the highway. PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says that means midday traffic will squeeze down to one westbound lane.
Yeah, one travel lane. The ramps will be open. Shouldn't have any impact to where you're going, whether you're taking US 1 North Roosevelt Expressway or you're taking Lincoln Drive, Kelly Drive. Both those exits will be open.
The work is part of a $38 million project to repair more than 20 bridges and resurface 5 miles of the Schuylkill between the Vine Expressway and Belmont Avenue. The owner of a popular Bucks County farm is facing criminal charges after more than 100 animals needed to be rescued last summer. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The 149 charges filed against 53-year-old Abigail O'Keefe include 2 felony counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and 21 misdemeanor neglect of animals. Cindy Kelly with the Bucks County SPCA says in August they were alerted to conditions at O'Keefe's Narrow Way Farm in Wrightstown.
It's been a large case, maybe the largest in our 112-year history, with 127 farm animals.
Kelly says a steer, chicken, sheep, and goats were living in filth, being fed a very poor quality diet with minimal, if any, veterinary care. 2 goats died during the investigation. 36 animals are still receiving care, while the others have found proper homes. Kelly says there was public access to part of the farm, but few knew the conditions behind the scenes.
A lot of people in the community knew these animals by name, because a lot of people would go there with their kids.
In late July, O'Keefe posted on social media she was in Central America with plans to open a similar farm in Belize. Authorities in that country have been alerted to the investigation.
It remains unclear if O'Keefe has returned to the U.S. or if she plans to in the future. A New Jersey appellate court has overturned a previous ruling that would have stripped a former police chief of his pension. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Former Bordentown Police Chief Frank Nucera Jr. will keep his pension. The appeals court says his conviction of lying in statements made to the FBI was not the same as an official misconduct conviction, which would justify pension forfeiture. And the court says prosecutors didn't bring a misconduct case. In the decision, the judge said false statements do not include elements that are essential to establishing official misconduct because lying to police is not the same as lying under oath. New Jersey's attorney general sought to strip Nucera of his pension after he was convicted of lying to the FBI about his actions during the arrest of a black teenager in 2016, during which Nucera was accused of slamming the victim's head into a door jamb.
Nucera retired while the investigation was ongoing. He served 13 months in jail before he was released in 2023 after an appeal. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.